Welcome back to Heaven and Healing Podcast. Be sure to go over to YouTube where you can catch us live stream these episodes weekly every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications so that you never miss a live. And whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, and a written review if you haven't done so already. Thank you so much for your support. Enjoy the episode. Is the world ending on April 8th, 2024? What does this solar eclipse mean in regard to biblical prophecy? Is CERN going to blow up the planet? And why is NASA obsessed with Egyptian gods? Let's talk about all of that, okay? Look, I know that I'm just another person in the echo chamber of social media shouting into the void about this eclipse. But I wanted to touch base on it for just a couple of reasons. Now, for one, I don't claim to have any sort of secret prophetic revelation regarding this eclipse. So let's just throw that out the window to start. Two, what I have seen by and large online within the Christian community are two polar opposites, of course, because it tends to happen where we swing too far back and forth of the pendulum with these sorts of discussions, right? Because on one hand, we have Christians that are borderline practicing divination, looking kind of too much into this eclipse. And then on the other end, we have this like dry, dead, religious, pharisaical mindset where people are being told that this doesn't matter at all and, you know, don't pay attention to this sort of stuff. And of course, like everything else, we know that Jesus says the road is narrow, which means, just like Proverbs says, you don't go too far left or too far right. You stay in the middle, right? So there's a balance there. Our God is a God of order. And we know from scripture that to say that these things don't matter is just biblically inaccurate, right? God tells us that he created the sun and the moon for signs and seasons. Now, of course, I used to be an astrologer, so I know better than anyone how easily these verses are taken out of context, misused, and abused, right? Because I used to do it when I thought that I could be a Christian astrologer. If you go on YouTube, you'll find 50,000 videos of people that are in the New Age practicing astrology that they're going to tell you, oh, this solar eclipse is happening in this zodiac sign. So here's what it means for your life. Here's what portals it's opening, blah, blah, blah. Like that's all divination. That's all witchcraft. That's all sin. That's all demonic prophecy. Okay. But God has his own prophecy. We know that anything the devil does is a counterfeit of the authentic godly version. So that we know that there are actual, you know, reasons that these things happen. Nothing is a coincidence with God. So to say, oh, it's just another eclipse, that's not true. And to say that, you know, on the flip side of that, oh, this eclipses everything, that's also not true, okay? Because we know that as far as, you know, the world coming to an end, we know that the word says no one knows the day or the hour. Okay, so let's just trash that idea that we can claim to know the day or the hour based on an eclipse, okay, or based on what cities in America it's passing through, right? You know, our country is so incredibly self-indulgent. But what we can do is we can pay attention to the signs in the seasons regarding, you know, the biblical calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, which was a solar calendar. And we can use this in context to do what scripture says when it tells us to be like watchmen, to be vigilant of these signs, right? You think about it in conjunction with earthquakes that are happening right now globally. Okay, so we know that the word says that, you know, this stuff is going to amp up around the end times. And why I think this matters, not because we need to be fearful by any means, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but I think it matters because it gives us this really great reminder, right, that it's happening, right? Every eye will behold him when he comes back, our King Jesus. And so what I've been feeling is this urgency in the spirit to tell everybody who he is, fulfill the great commission like he tells us to, be the salt and light, you know, not care about if I feel awkward sharing with the grocery clerk that Jesus is real and sharing the gospel, or if it creates this thick veil of tension with a family member, or if I offend a friend, right? All these things that the devil wants to distract us from when we are called to make disciples of all the nations. And so I think what we need to do is let these signs and seasons be a reminder of that above everything else. You know, Jesus is coming back, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's another, I don't know, 200 years, he's coming back and every eye will behold him. And he has given us a job. He's given us a job. And it's to share the gospel. So what I would love to see is for Christians to stop fighting online about who's a false prophet and who's doing this and who's doing that. And instead, you know, have unity, like the Bible says, and get on the same page and remember what our mission is. Okay, it's to advance the kingdom. And so all that said, I've been watching just like a lot of videos on the April 8th thing, kind of discerning, no pun intended, because of CERN, you know, okay. All these different things, like what these people think it means, these ministers, these prophets, and overall, like I said, there's been a lot of extremes on both ends, but there have been a few people, and one of them is Jim Staley, who has Passion for Truth Ministries that I really like, just found it, but he teaches a lot about Old Testament stuff and, you know, Passover and the Hebrew calendar, which is something that the Spirit has just been pressing on me to really get to know a lot about, because we know that they changed our calendar. It's just like another demonic thing. It solidifies that Satan is the prince of the world, right? So this guy's video I found was very biblically balanced, and he just provides the facts. So I'll let him explain. I'm not going to go through his whole video. I'm just going to give some commentary as we watch some of this. So this is Passion for Truth Ministries.
This is your channel. In the meantime, let's start off with CERN. CERN is an international body of scientists that have developed the largest Hadron Collider in history. It is a 17-mile, 300-feet underground tube that's designed to put particles in opposite directions going at 7 miles an hour under the speed of light and then collide them, which is extraordinarily difficult. It's like shooting a bow and arrow at 100 yards away from your opponent and hitting the tips just perfectly where they explode. That's what they're trying to do. And why are they trying to do this? Because they believe if they can get these particles to go at the speed of light and eventually come and collide with one another, then they will discover what's called the antimatter or the dark matter of what is holding together matter to begin with. They know it's there, like, you know, gravity's there, but you can't really see it. They know it's there, but they have never been able to capture it. They call it the God particle. They want to discover what's holding this universe together. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just very simple. Open up your Bible and save billions of dollars. The Word made flesh is what's holding this entire universe together. Amen. But they want to find the God particle. And in that process, there's a lot of danger that's been speculated around this particular instrument, because this entire instrument and this practice has the potential of creating miniature black holes. Now, they say there's nothing wrong with that. It's not going to happen. And even if it is, they're microscopic and there's no problem, but they've never done it before. So how do you know that a microscopic wormhole won't pull the entire United States, or the entire world, I should say, into it, and off we go? Now, thank God we know that's not how it ends, because the Bible tells us the end from the beginning. But this is what's crazy. Number one, CERN was founded on September 29th, 1954. Now, that might not be a number that means anything to you, But as a Bible guy that goes back to the original language and understands the Hebrew calendar, the biblical calendar, and the seven feast days of the Lord that are all about the first and second coming of the Messiah, I went back and found out that September 29th, 1954 was literally on the Feast of Trumpets. Now, that's really critical because today it's called Rosh Hashanah. It's the civil year of modern day secular Judaism. But in biblical times, this was the day that kings were inaugurated in Israel. So if a king...
So I just want to pause this real quick. This is some things are coming to mind that I was thinking when I first watched this too. Like I said already, the Holy Spirit has been really pushing me to learn more about the Hebrew calendar because the Gregorian calendar is just not... It's not accurate in terms of what God really intended time to look like, which, like I already said, was of course a masterful manipulation of the enemy to just get us totally out of whack with God's calendar and God's timing. Something that I was just thinking watching this video is, you know, God, again, there's no coincidences. And as Jim says, he knows the end, right? We know how it ends because scripture tells us. And the Lord uses these things, like an eclipse, for instance, perhaps in this case, because he's creating this kind of urgency, not just for myself, but amongst his entire body to get to know the Hebrew calendar, because it matters in regards to the times that we're living in. Like, we have to know the Bible, right? Like, we have to know the Bible. So again, these people that are just out here saying, oh, none of this matters, don't pay attention to this kind of stuff, like, that is not right. It's not right. And then on the flip side, the people that are reading too much into it, that's not right either. Let's just get this really well-rounded biblical this biblical framework regarding these sorts of things. And let's really not just read our Bible, but study it, right? So let's continue.
Came into his kingdom in Israel, let's say in February or November, it wouldn't matter. He wouldn't get crowned till king until on Tishrei 1, the seventh, the first day of the seventh month of the biblical calendar, that's when kings were coronated. And we know that this is when King Jesus, King Yeshua, is going to be inaugurated as well. It's the times and the seasons. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 says that he put the sun, moon, and the stars in the skies for signs and for seasons. That word signs in Hebrew literally means omens or warning. And seasons doesn't mean spring, winter, summer, or fall. It literally means Moedim, the appointed feast days of the Lord. We're supposed to know when to meet with him on these days. All of these that we do every single year, for those that do this, they're wedding rehearsals, they're dress rehearsals for that great wedding banquet in the sky when he comes. We need to know these things and understand these things. Now, why is this so important? Because CERN is about to start up the Hadron Collider, ladies and gentlemen, on April 8th, on the day of the biggest solar eclipse in American history, where millions of people are flying from around the world. They are going to collide these hadron atoms, these protons, these electrons are going to be collided on this day. Now, why in the world would they choose April 8th to do this? I have no idea, but this company is creepy on every level. And I'll tell.
So I want to give a little bit of thought to that. He says he has no idea why they would choose April 8th to fire up CERN when the eclipse is happening. As someone that came from the occult, I think I can answer that question pretty easily. It's because astrologically, again, these things matter to Satanists, to New Agers, to occultists. Like, these are all significant. Again, the devil counterfeits everything. So what is significant in God's kingdom is going to be significant to the kingdom of darkness because there's a perverted version of it. And so they are likely doing this because, okay, I know, because I saw a YouTube video just like scrolling through my feed, that this particular solar eclipse is happening in the sign of Aries. Aries, just given my old astrological knowledge that, you know, kind of a blessing and a curse sort of thing. Anyway, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries is all about initiation, okay? It's all about rebirth. It's about starting. It's about go-getting. And it's a fire sign. So it's all about that, you know, think about the element of fire, right? It burns and it's hot and it destroys. And that's really what Aries is all about. You're kind of rising from the ashes to start fresh. And so given that knowledge about astrology, that the solar eclipse, which in the astrological world is all about opening a portal, marry those two things together. I think it's pretty obvious why they're firing up CERN on that day. They're initiating something new and they're opening the portal. That's why they picked that day, because they're Satanists. And I don't care if they just want to like come, they present themselves as just these scientific guys that have good intentions. Like, no, they're Satanists. And that's going to become more clear as Jim goes on.
Tell you why. Not only is CERN in CERN, Switzerland, but I want to show you this, because this is cause for, in my opinion, a cause for alarm. And here's why. If you take a look at where it's actually at, okay, a large portion of CERN is located in the territory of St. Genis Poli, probably not pronouncing that right. In Roman times, it was called Apollicum. The town and the temple were dedicated to Apollyon, the destroyer. So this is ancient Horus. This is Shiva. The yes. town Apollyon literally is dedicated to the god of destruction.
So that is lending to Ephesians 6, where it talks about the principalities, right? Because principalities, it's not just like a normal demon. It's like a territorial thing. And him saying Apollyon is dedicated to the god Shiva. This is one of those principalities of darkness that Ephesians 6 talks about when it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So that's really important to note.
The god of chaos, the destroyer, and this entire Hadron Collider is right in the middle of Apollyon. Now, why is that so important? Because if you go to the book of Revelation, this is what we read. It says in chapter 9, verse 1, 2, and 11, to him was given the keys of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. Hmm. Now, you might not find that just a coincidence, but the fact that they've got this Hadron Collider, which some people, even very, very important scientists, are scared out of their mind of what is going to happen. Now, CERN will tell you on their website, we have no intention of doing anything wrong. Who has intention of blowing up the world? Who has?
They probably do have bad intentions, but I digress.
Intention of accidentally cracking open a time-space continuum and having something on the other side. Well, I believe they're not telling the full truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So take a look at this quote straight from the director of research at CERN concerning the exact purpose of this Hadron Collider. Listen to this, quote, something may come through dimensional doors at LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. And out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it. Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of CERN, they tell you it's all for scientific research. No, they're looking for the God particle. They want to know what's holding the universe together. And ultimately, they're trying to get into time travel. They want...
Right. And like I said already, they definitely chose this date on purpose because of the eclipse, because of all I just discussed, meaning that it's in Aries. Like, this information matters to the occult. And like I said at the very beginning, it's demonic prophecy. So why they are using this is because they want the demonic prophecy to come to pass. Even if they're not cognitively aware of that, we know that the Bible says anyone that is not a child of God is operating under a spirit of disobedience. Therefore, they belong to the devil, right? Jesus calls the Pharisees sons of the devil. So these people, even if they don't know it, are working for the devil. And he wants the demonic prophecy to come to pass.
to open up the curtain of what is behind our dimension and get into the multiverse. This is what they're after. They believe there are multiple universes happening and in parallel to one another simultaneously, and they want to tear that open. And they know that something has the potential of coming through it. Now, we just read out of the book of Revelation that the Apollyon comes out, that the doors of the deep are, the gates are opened up, and crazy things come out of the deep. Could it possibly be, would it be that much of a stretch to say that maybe we're the ones that do it? Maybe in our effort in mankind to find a wormhole, to get into Star Trek world, to discover more and more and more and more, like the Tower of Babel, that eventually maybe we actually do open up the space-time continuum. We open up the doors of the second dimension and the demonic realm comes alive onto this earth. It's very possible. They just said that's exactly what they know is possible. So for what's really fascinating is evolution is dead. The scientists at the highest level now know there is a spiritual realm. There is another dimension beyond ours, and they're trying to tap into it. And my friends, the last time this happened was the Tower of Babel, and it didn't go over too well for them. Take a look at the actual icon. This is the logo that CERN has. Now, a couple of things that I notice about this logo, you might have seen this on the internet, but I think it's really, really worth taking a look at. Number one, they say that this is a Hadron Collider going into circles, but to me, this looks eerily like a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse that's happening right in front of us. And two, if you take this symbol and you just unmix them, you take them apart, here's what it looks like. These are actually, it's three sixes put together. Their logo is three sixes put together. Now,
so something about logos in general, and, you know, coming back to this idea of astrology, think about all the zodiac signs, right? Like all the little symbols. Symbols in just ancient times in general are known as sigils. And so sigils are actually a way to summon a spirit. It's like a chaos magic thing. So lo and behold, what are we looking at here? 3-6 is creating a sigil. Who are we trying to summon with that? And look, I'm not saying any of this is like a fear-mongering tactic. This is, again, we're watchful and vigilant. The enemy prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he's devouring everybody that's just lulled to sleep and is not acting like a watchman on the wall, being vigilant of these things, okay? We don't get obsessed with this stuff. We are just aware of it because, you know, it's like the art of war. Know your enemy. Know your enemy. And the more that we can have kind of conversations about this, because I know for me, one of the major ways I actually came to Christ was through the back door in 2020 when I realized that the world is just run by satanic elites. And it made me have to consider that, well, maybe there's something true to the Bible. Okay. Because, like, you know, God, there's no avenue in which God is like putting up a roadblock for someone to be saved by grace through, right? Because that's antithetical to what grace is. So it never hurts to know these things or to be able to talk about them by and large.
Now, you might say, oh, that's a conspiracy. Oh, that could have been this, could have been that. I'm here to tell you that the devil does not come out blatantly right and say, oh, by the way, I'm going to use this company to represent me and bring on the Antichrist. No, he does things always subliminally. So there's always a mixture. It's a tree of knowledge of good and evil. So you've got the truth, right? Which is, oh yes, they're doing this for scientific reasons. They probably have no nefarious motives whatsoever, right? Who were to believe that? But the devil is involved in the details and he's always hidden in plain sight. And I do believe, my personal opinion, could be wrong. Oftentimes I am, but at the end of the day, you can be the deciding factor of what you believe. But to me, trying to break open the spiritual realm and send somebody to the other side and bring something from the other side and a company that has a logo that has three sixes put together to make it look like a, sounds like something exactly what the enemy would do. And here is what's fascinating. Only company that I know of in history that's international in nature, that right outside the doors of this facility in CERN.
Like, why?
Is the statue of Shiva.
Like, I'm sorry, but why? Like, why would that be there? Like, I learned about this like over a year ago, that the Shiva, giant golden Shiva was outside of CERN, because I've been kind of keeping my eye on CERN for over a year now, which, by the way, if you ever heard of the show Stranger Things, that's what it's modeled after. And if you think about like the context of that show, what they do in that show, that's like basically the goal. Here we have their lovely idol, means of worship right outside their facility. Like, why would that be there if they weren't actually, like, if that didn't mean something? Like, it, okay.
Now, they will tell you, oh, this was given to us by the scientific community from India. And that's true. But they don't have a stat. Can you imagine if the Christian scientists decided to gift them the Ten Commandments? And, right. and would they have that displayed outside right. of CERN? No, right. not at all. You know that would not be true. They are discriminating here on one level, and they are telling you in plain sight, this is what we believe. Now, who is Shiva? She is, it's actually not even a she. They say it's a she, but it's actually a guy, but it's actually mixed, a guy and a girl. Sounds like a trans to me, thousands of years old.
Yeah, most of the Hindu gods are trans, by the way.
Right out of the mind and the playbook of the enemy. And she is the goddess of destruction and rebirth. So her job is to destroy and then recreate. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do. He wants to destroy what God did and then recreate it in himself. And so Shiva is doing a dance with fire. Okay, we know how the end of the world ends according to
what I just say about Aries. Fire. Yep. See, they don't do any of this stuff coincidentally.
The book of Revelation and the prophets, and Shiva is the god. There's so much in it. I encourage you to go look at just Shiva and yeah. all the prophetic symbolism of what that goddess looks like and what all these, what she's doing right here represents. But this is outside of CERN. And listen to this. This is a plaque that's right next to the statue. This is what it says. Now, for those that just believe all this is just given by the Indian government, okay, if so, why is these words on this plaque?
I love creating
another ad
without a plan. My name is Keanu.
Quote, thousands of years ago, Indian artists made the image of the Lord Shiva absorbed in the dance from the copper chain. Today, in our time, all physical scientists are again using advanced technologies to create the format of cosmic dance. At present, scientists theorize of a cosmic dance. Actually stands on the foundation of ancient myths, religion, art, and physics. Modern physics tells us that the process of creation and cataclysm is not just linked to the beginning and end of life in the universe, but to the particles of the whole creation. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, this was quoted by a top scientist on a plaque right next to this Shiva statue that is validating that Shiva is the perfect representation of what we're doing. The particles mm-hmm. dance on a microscopic level, and it's all connected to religion. It even says it in there, that religion, art, physics, all of these things are mixed together. They're all connected. This is where string theory comes from. They believe it's all connected. So this is incredible what's happening.
Yeah, so that's just a lot, right? And it's just so worth noting again that this is how the enemy works, right? He, like Jim said, he just hides in plain sight. He hides in plain sight. And the greatest deception the enemy or the devil has ever gotten away with is convincing people that he doesn't exist, right? So I thought that was just really fascinating for him to go so into that, because this is something that we need to be paying attention to, right? I know a lot of Christians get caught up in like, we're in the world, not of the world, but we are still in the world, right? And we have a responsibility to, again, be vigilant, be watchful. So I want to play one more little clip from his video. And then you're welcome to go watch the rest of it on your own, because it is like another 10, 15 minutes after this point. So let's watch this.
Modern history. Something, they know something that we don't. Now, again, I'm not saying that anything is going to happen. I'm not a prophet, but what I can tell you is prophecy says that in the end days, there'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars, and crazy things like this will happen. Earthquakes will happen. The sun and the moon will go dark. That's about to happen on April 8th. And so something might be birthed in the prophetic realm. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But let me show you this. NASA on April 8th, not April 9th, not April 7th, April 8th, is going to be launching three rockets into this solar eclipse for all kinds of research.
When I first saw the three rockets, I thought like a demonic trinity.
Purposes, and that's fine, all dandy. But why in the world would they have to name this mission after an Egyptian god called Apep, which is the nemesis of Ra, the sun god? This is the god of destruction and chaos and darkness. So they name this mission after the god of darkness that swallows up Ra, the solar god.
Which, okay, like, isn't it interesting how NASA never names their rockets after like Moses or Paul? Like, I'm just saying. But no, seriously, like, why are they obsessed with little g gods? Oh, it's because all of these people, by and large, all of these elites worship the devil. Okay, because while it may not be Satan directly, any of these little g gods are working for him. Okay, so the devil overplays his hand. And I say this all the time. My prayer is that the devil will keep overplaying his hand so much that it just becomes blatantly obvious to people in the world how real he is. Because by acknowledging how real Satan is, then they have to confront that God is real too. And on a prayer, we can say, well, hopefully that means that they would accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because looking around at all this stuff in the world, like, there's no hope, but our hope is found in him. Our hope is found in him alone. Hallelujah.
Which is, I guess, the eclipse wink that NASA's doing. And I think it's fascinating that all of these things are happening at one time.
Right.
Now, you might say, oh, it's just a coincidence, but you've got the devil's comet showing up on April 8th. First time in 71 years, you can go outside right now on the horizon. And if you live in the United States and look towards the west, towards the setting sun, and you'll be able to see on a clear night, the comet. Now, the last time that we had a comet, ladies and gentlemen, with its two solar eclipses that formed an X over the United States was in 1811, and 3 months later was the largest continental earthquake in the history of the United States. So large it caused the Mississippi River to flow backwards, and the Liberty Bell rang on the East Coast. This is a serious, wow, serious thing that's happening. And now we've got a Hadron Collider that's trying to collide two atoms together to form a whatever they're trying to form, find the God particle, open up the space-time continuum. Could they do it on that day? They're saying between that day and by April 22nd, which happens to be Passover, they're expecting on April 22nd for the antiprotons to be introduced into the Hadron Collider. You cannot make this stuff up. It keeps happening over and over again. On Passover, Nisan 1 is April 8th, which is the beginning of the Hebrew year, 14 days before Passover on the biblical calendar.
Wow.
Nisan 1 was when they cleansed the temple during Nehemiah's time. There's so many things that happen in the Bible on Nisan 1, and now we've got all these crazy things that are happening on Nisan 1 again. And if that's not enough, on this same day, April 8th, but 1904, Aleister Crowley, one of the most satanic occult leaders of all time in the early 1900s, said that he was contacted by a god of Egypt named Horus, which just so happens to be the sun god of Egypt. And Horus gave him very specific instructions that he told him to write down in what's called the Book of the Law. How ironic. Horus has a Book of the Law, and God himself in the Old Testament has the Book of the Law. God says, if you keep my commandments, you'll be blessed. If you don't, you'll be cursed. Well, maybe the curse is because you're keeping the book of the law of Horus, mm-hmm. of the enemy. Whole nother discussion. But getting back here, look what Horus actually told him, what's in the book of the law. So it says this in Wikipedia. According to Crowley's later statements on April 8th, he heard a disembodied voice identifying himself as Awaz, the messenger of Horus. Okay. Crowley said that he wrote down everything the voice told him over the course of the next 3 days. And he said the book proclaimed that humanity was entering a new eon and that Crowley would serve as its prophet. It stated that a supreme moral law was to be introduced in this eon. Now look, here's the supreme moral law. You ready for this? Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, and that people should learn to live in tune with their will. In other words, Horus, the god of Egypt, the sun god, aka Satan himself, said, look, here's the book of my law. Do what you want.
Okay, so like I said, you can go watch the rest of his video. I will link it in the episode description. He goes on to talk about like the cicadas and the red heifers. Heifers? Sacrificed in Israel. So there's more there. So yeah, like I said, you can go find the rest of this on his channel. It is Passion for Truth Ministries. And I'm excited to learn more from him because, again, the Holy Spirit has just been telling me how important it is to learn more about the Hebrew calendar and the biblical feasts and all of those things that God has in his word and in his timing for a reason. So, yeah, that last bit there about Aleister Crowley, April 8th, and creating the word of the law, that is do what thou wilt. Of course, that is just the mantra overall for the occult, for the new age, for all of it, right? And so marrying all of this stuff together with CERN and with NASA and with the timing of Aleister Crowley, it's no secret that what the Bible says about how Satan is the prince of this world is true. Okay, and the principalities of darkness that rule in high places are real. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So they're doing all of this at once because of the timing of the eclipse and what the eclipse means to them in terms of the occult. What we can't do as Christians is act like this stuff doesn't matter. But what we also can't do is let it scare us or look into it by means of divination. We have to look into it biblically, which means using the context of what's going on around us as well as what goes on in scripture and what the word says will come to pass, okay? So again, my overall thoughts on this, do I think the world is going to end? No. Do I think that there's a possibility that we are inviting a real demonic entity into our realm on this day? Yeah, I can totally see that as being their intention because that's what Satan wants. He wants to destroy. His theme is steal, kill, destroy. It's quite literally his MO in every capacity. So all that to be said, though, we have nothing to fear, okay? We have nothing to fear because Jesus has promised us that no one can snatch us out of his hand, and we have eternity to look forward to. In the meantime, again, I want to say why I think it's so important to be watchful of all of this. One, so we cannot be deceived. And two, because we have a duty to fulfill the Great Commission, to tell every ear that will listen about the good news of Jesus Christ, because all this stuff is bad news. All this stuff going on is bad news, but there is eternal good news. And his name is Jesus, and he died to save us. So let none of this scare you. Use it as an opportunity to share the gospel, because that is our only hope. He is our only hope, and thank God for it. So I'd be curious to hear your thoughts in the comments, what you think about this eclipse, what you think about CERN and all of what's going on right now in the world with April 8th in general. I look forward to hearing more from y'all, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If it blessed you, please consider becoming a monthly partner with the Heaven and Healing Podcast Ministry, as this is entirely crowdfunded and your support means so much. There are ways to partner or just sow a one-time financial seed in the episode description. Thank you so much, and be sure to tune in every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Central Time for our weekly live streams on Heaven and Healing Podcast over on YouTube. The episodes released on this platform are always just a few weeks behind the YouTube, so if you want to experience everything in real time with me, YouTube is the place to go. Love all of you. Jesus loves you. God bless, and take good care.